Maggie Gallagher is a columnist for Universal Press Syndicate. She makes no bones about her faith. And she writes a lot about marriage. She has a book called The Case for Marriage. It's a fascinating book. It is a bunch of surveys regarding what people are likely to be like 5 years after divorce. And similarly, what they are like 5 years after staying married when they wanted a divorce. Fascinating stuff. Confirms what many of you may have had experience with, and certainly what I as a therapist see, which is 5 years later after a divorce, most people are more unhappy. And 5 years later after the brink of divorce and not getting divorced, most people are much happier. So, Maggie asked the question, how is marriage doing in America? Professor, I always love these. Either the first or the last name I can't pronounce. Professor Norval Glenn of the University of Texas at Austin surveyed 1,500 Americans, 18 years or older, released the results in a National Fatherhood Initiative Marriage Survey. Conclusions. Americans remain profoundly pro-marriage. 89% agree, all things being equal, it is better for children to be raised in a household that has a married mother and father. Well, that's good. At least they agree on paper. 12% describe marriage as, quote, an old-fashioned, outmoded institution. I wonder how many of that 12% were in really ugly marriages. 60% of Americans are married. Now, I'm assuming that's adult Americans. And, of course, that's misleading because as the population ages, we have more widows, widowers. 86% of the never married say they hope to be married someday. This is a neat one. 93% of married Americans say that they would marry their spouses over again. I wouldn't. Because we had a bad reception. We had a bad band. Oh, I see them. Oh, the marriage ceremony. Oh, yeah, I would. Okay. The bad news. The proportion of Americans who are in stable, quote, very happy first marriages has dropped 20% since 1973. What are the reasons? Believe it or not, delayed marriage, increased divorce, and a slight decline in marital happiness. I'd have to ask about that. Let's go on with a few of these stats here. Who are most likely to be in the very happy first marriages? Who are the ones most likely? College educated are twice as likely as high school dropouts. Well, that makes sense. May not be so much the fact that you're college educated, but the fact that if you drop out of high school is generally a comment on the way you run your life. And if you're starting to run your life that badly, that young, chances are you're going to make bad decisions and choices and conclusions and judgments, and they're going to pile on each other as you get older, and the odds of you getting someone and staying with someone and having the skills and the maturity and the morality to follow through and do all the things you need to do with commitment are less. The very religious, and they put the word very in quotes, so I imagine that's coming straight from the survey, the very religious are also about twice as likely as those who are only slightly or not at all religious to be in very happy first marriages. Now, twice, that's big. Doesn't sound like a lot. Well, that's only two times. I would have thought it would have been 10 times. No. Twice in statistics is huge. Larger than huge. Twice as likely as those who are only slightly or not at all religious. People who marry directly without first living together are also about twice as likely to succeed in marriage as those who live together. Once again, the problem being, of course, those who live together probably don't have the kind of commitment to marriage that is necessary to sustain a marriage. Their moral fiber regarding marriage might not be as sturdy. So you live together. kind of implies by its very nature a less of a commitment. What is the best age to get married? And I guess they're assuming in terms of success. Earlier than most people think. Teen marriages, of course, are high risk. But the most successful age for marriage in this survey was not the late 30s, but the mid-20s. When the quality of marriages is taken into account, first marriages of persons in their mid-20s emerge as distinctly more successful than those entered into earlier or later in life. Now, the comeback could be, well, aren't you more mature? Yes and no. You may be more mature in some sense, but one of the problems I could see you having would be set in your ways, would be certain career paths, would be a certain independence that leads you to less compromise, less sacrifice, less negotiation, less willing to adjust your lifestyle to someone else who has maybe a different approach to life in some areas. So you're right. As you get older in marriage, it is a little tougher to negotiate the shoals of getting along. The report notes, this is a finding that has not previously been recognized, and Maggie says, if you are 23 and find the right person, you are plenty old enough to make a happy marriage.